Investigate the uninteresting. If you want to make a brand distinctive, you will most likely have to look at things you haven't automatically considered before, so an exploratory phase at the start is vital. It is also essential if you've been working on the same brand for a long time. If so, your strategy may have become repetitive, relying on formulaic old ways and losing its effectiveness on the way. It's at this point that the smart brand strategist will take on a new lease of life and investigate different areas. Identifying and investigating the areas we are not naturally interested in massively multiplies the number of new connections we can make, according to Dave Trott in his book 1 plus 1 equals 3. Ignorance has a tremendous value. If you don't know what apparently can't be done, then you can think freely. This gives you much greater strategic freedom and allows you to unshackle yourself from samey thinking. Your next step is to question the question posed by the brief or by the strategic challenge that has been set. Before you rush to suggested solutions, what precisely is the brand challenge? Answer that and you may progress much faster or arrive in a completely different place. Reinterpreting the brief is often solving the problem. Smart strategy warning. Many brand strategists simply dive in and invent a strategy. That's not very smart. There will be many things that they haven't looked at. A good start would be to list all the old assumptions and beliefs and check whether they are still any help. Next, consider looking at a whole range of outlying issues and material that has been disregarded to date. There may be a gem of an insight lurking there somewhere. Don't simply fall back on what you're comfortable or familiar with. Cast the net much wider. You may surprise yourself and your colleagues.